time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
All right, Rabbi Brian here with the 3 minutes or so of spiritual, religious, something to think about. Glad you're listening to this podcast. Today's topic is the spiritual barometer, and I'll explain in a moment why we're talking about this again. I've written about this. I've done podcasts in the past about it, but we got to do it again. Wow, it looks like I did this as recently as last October, but we're doing it again. Spiritual barometer, much like a barometer will tell you, if you know how to read one, the barometric pressure, a spiritual barometer will tell you the state of your spirit. Why do you need that? Well, let me talk and tell you why we're talking about it, then I'll explain that. So I was talking with the machine at my insurance company, health insurance company, trying to explain to it my policy number, Jane's birthday, her social security number, my zip code, and a lot of other information, having to repeat it numerous times. And then the representative, of course, gets on the phone and says, "Can I please have your policy number?" And I just was, livid. Now, I know, because I'm with myself, that there are some days, not today, but there are other days where I've just entered in all that stuff and they say, "Can I have your policy number?" And I think that this is funny, truly funny. And it amuses me. Let me give another example. There are days where I will see a horrible piece of architecture and I will just laugh to myself. And then there are days where I'll see a horrible example of some kind of architecture, and I will be offended. This is a spiritual barometer. The things that the circumstance is the exact same, but your reaction is different. That's a spiritual barometer. How annoying your brother-in-law is. There's some days where he amuses you. There's some days where he annoys you. He's doing the same exact stuff. That's a spiritual barometer. We need to remember that. I need to remember that. As a day goes, as a week goes, there are times where I'm in a better mood or I'm in a worse mood. It's not them, it's me. It's not them, it's you. The more spiritual barometers you know about in your life, the clearer you can be with the other people in your life. Because it's not them. You can say to them, "I'm having a hard day." That's the thought. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.